What about your second sister?
Margaret. Margaret was, like I said, she was more of the home type girl. She went to New York for a while, didn't like it, and came home, you know. She was kind of close to my mother, you know. They would bake together, they would wash clothes together and everything else. But she stayed around here, worked in a factory, and she met a fellow down the street here called Frankie Schulich, who worked in number six. And he was a pretty good musician. He always felt that he should be leading a band or something like that and writing music and all that. And he did start a little band around here, and he called himself Frankie Shaw. And right next door where I live now, my mother and father lived here, and Margaret lived next door. And Frank lived there. And he would bring in about five or six people, and they would start playing, and he would sit up all night, you know, after work, right, making arrangements and all that. And he did have an orchestra for a while, and then I guess he had that orchestra up in time that the war broke out, you know. And then, it was before that. Then, when they were building Levittown in New York, they moved to Levittown in New York. And then he got a job in North Carolina writing technical manuals or something like for somebody. And then they moved to North Carolina, and Frank died there, and Margaret died there also. Yeah.
So he was building homes in Levittown for a
period? No, he wasn't building homes. He was working in, living in Levittown, but he was working in New York City. He was working for one of the aircrafts. I don't know, one of the air Grumman or one of those people, you know. And he wasn't a young man anymore, but he wanted to get into service, and he joined the Navy, and he went into the service. And then I think it was that fall into service, he went to Levittown. That's what it was, yeah. They were very upset because he didn't have to go. He had children. He had three boys, you know, and he didn't have, but he wanted to go. And when they moved to North Carolina, he worked for a similar type company, and he was writing technical manuals and stuff like that. And then he bought this plot of ground, and he built a home on it. And he died a young, he only was 61 when he died. He was out in the backyard one Saturday afternoon raking the leaves, and just dropped over. That was it, and Margaret was a widow from there on.